Exclusive, Representative Drew Ferguson. Democrats lying about Georgia election law to justify H.R. 1. By Robert Krajicek on April 14, 2021. Representative Drew Ferguson, RGA, told Breitbart News on Wednesday that Democrats and their political allies are misrepresenting Georgia's newest election integrity law to lay a predicate for a federal seizure of elections through H.R. 1, dubbed the For the People Act. This is all about creating a narrative about passing H.R. 1, which is a federal takeover of the elections, Ferguson said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. It is a horrible bill that uses tax dollars to fund campaigns, that does away with national voter ID, implements national mail-in ballots. It centralizes everything in D.C. It is patently unconstitutional. Representative Jim Clyburn, DSC, decried Georgia's new election law as the new Jim Crow. Newsweek cast the law as racist, as did CNN. Listen. Ferguson said about 80% of Americans polled support the use of voter ID laws. H.R. 1, he added, would prohibit states from applying such requirements to their election laws. Voter ID laws are supported by the majority of the African American community, he added, while noting that leftists frame voter ID laws as racism and voter suppression harming black citizens. Ferguson stated, the Georgia Election Integrity Bill expands access and makes elections more secure. And what's remarkable to me is that the CEOs from many of the major corporations, Major League Baseball, you go down the list, now we have actors that are moving out of Georgia, taking jobs away from Georgians, moving films from Georgia to Louisiana. Thousands of workers that are going to get a paycheck is good paycheck because the dollar store game has been moved. You go down the list. Actor Will Smith and film director Antoine Fuqua withdrew their production of the forthcoming movie Emancipation from Georgia in protest against the election reform law. Assorted Hollywood celebrities frame Georgia state Republicans as racists motivated by white supremacy. Ferguson remarked, what's so remarkable is that their statements are patently false and they cannot and will not and have not listed the things that they think are wrong with the bill. I think it's atrocious, and I think it is wrong that the CEOs continue to say that these are Jim Crow laws, and in fact calling our Georgia legislators racists. I think that's got to end, and I think that they owe the Georgia legislature an apology. Ferguson noted that H.R. 1, if enacted as law, would provide a 6-to-1 taxpayer-funded match for campaign donations valued at $200 or less. This is literally millions upon millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, he said. Georgia's new election law expands early voting, Ferguson explained. It's two mandatory Saturdays, and you can vote on Sunday. Those are all good things. For the first time, we've actually codified the use of secure drop boxes in every county, something that we had not had before. We used it as an emergency provision during the pandemic. So now it is in Georgia law that you have to have a secure drop box in all 159 of our counties. He added, you can still vote in Georgia absentee without an excuse. For the first time, you have to show an ID for a mail-in absentee ballot application. That does not seem unreasonable to me. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.